KXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, two senior staffers in the Murphy administration have tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier today, Governor Murphy learned his deputy chief of staff tested positive for the virus, forcing the governor to abruptly leave an event at Camden County College. Murphy says he was in close contact to his deputy chief of staff over the weekend.
I have no symptoms. Again, I tested negative on Monday, but I got to go take myself at least off the field and get tested again today.
A test from this afternoon also came back negative. Murphy has canceled all in-person events and voluntarily quarantining through the end of the weekend. Another senior staffer of Murphy's also learned he was positive early Wednesday night. New Jersey's health department has loosened its restrictions on indoor visits to nursing homes, getting in line with the Trump administration to allow more chances for families to see their loved ones as the weather turns colder. The new directive issued by Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli also allows for rapid antigen testing. Faced with a pandemic and public anti-police demonstrations, police in New Jersey have made many more calls in 2020 to peer support helplines. Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain says cops are human beings and the job is stressful enough with the trauma they encounter on a regular basis.
I think maybe a good portion of that uptick may be that we're just doing a better job of getting these officers the resources and encouraging them to reach out and seek help, which is a good thing.
The phone lines at Cop2Cop and Copline, both based in New Jersey, are handled by retired law enforcement officers. A 28-year-old Brick Township woman has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for stabbing her fiancé in the heart with a kitchen knife during a fight in their apartment last year. After listening to more than 2 hours of different versions of what motivated Ciara Williams to kill Dennis Powers, the judge announced his sentence. The Justice Department says Purdue Pharma, the company that makes OxyContin, will plead guilty to 3 federal criminal charges as part of a settlement of more than $8 billion. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Will the warm-up continue through the rest of the week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey.
B101.5 News Time, 7:04. Now New Jersey, 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Watch out for some emergency construction in Rahway on the northbound side of 1 and 9 as you approach Grand Avenue. The right lane is currently out of service. Really not a bad ride north or south on the turnpike at this hour. Construction coming later, but nothing to worry about now. Parkway northbound slows next at 145, then a good ride north of 280. Speaking of 280, that's a slow ride westbound across the Stickle Drawbridge, out towards exit 14 in Newark. Then the pace picks up out towards the Parkway and out towards Interstate 80. 78, not so great on the westbound side. As you go west of the turnpike, right through Newark, especially in the local lanes, but it does shake loose once you're west of exit 56. Crossing the Hudson, GW Bridge, Holland Tunnel, leaving New Jersey, you're okay, but the Lincoln Tunnel is jammed up. Not so much into the toll plaza, so if you're coming at it from the local approach, it's not bad, but if you're coming off the Eastern Spur, off Tunnelly Avenue, off eastbound Route 3, there's an accident on 495 eastbound just to the east of where those roadways come together. Once you're past that, a pretty good ride. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by All American Auto Group. Shop the number one auto group in the Northeast at allamericanautogroup.com, offering the largest selection and best prices on Ford, Subaru, Mazda, Motor Trend certified used cars, commercial work trucks, and Jordan tow trucks. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:06.
Have something to say on New Jersey 101.5? Speak your mind now at 800-283-1015.
Do you want live news time, 7:08? Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
There will be a lot of cloud cover tonight, but it is going to be dry with an overnight low eventually dropping to the mid-50s to close to 60. Some fog may form during the overnight hours, with a few breaks in the clouds during the afternoon Thursday. High should hit the low to mid-70s, and then a cloudy sky Thursday night with lows dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Temperatures run above average on Friday and Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy each day as highs hit the upper 60s to low 70s, and then a transition to cooler weather Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy at times, with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher.
Flemington, 64, Mullica Hill, 69, Rahway, 66. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.